Governor Noem says the Park Service is reneging on a memorandum of agreement between that agency and the state of South Dakota. The agreement from 2019 states the Department of Interior and the state agree to pursue working to return fireworks to Mount Rushmore National Memorial in a safe and responsible manner beginning in 2020. The Park Service says the coronavirus, fire hazard, and water contamination are reasons for discontinuing the fireworks, which returned last year and were attended by then-President Donald Trump. Noem points to a federal document that states the event would not harm the Black Hills, but the document also acknowledges fireworks could pollute groundwater with a chemical compound. Ian Fury is a spokesperson for the governor's office. He says each concern outlined by the Park Service was taken into consideration for last year's event.
And all of those concerns were found to have been addressed. So my question would be, what's changed? If anything, on several of those issues, we've only improved over the last year. For instance, with COVID, nobody can really argue that the nation is anywhere but on the downswing with regards to COVID. In fact, President Biden said that July 4th is going to be the day that we mark our independence from the virus.
President Biden said he wants to meet a goal of small family gatherings and did not call for gatherings of large groups. Approximately 7,000 people attended the fireworks show in 2020. Governor Noem also responded to Park Service concerns about tribal opposition, saying the state values its partnerships with the 9 tribes within the state's borders. She says the tribes were consulted and invited to attend. According to an environmental assessment by the Park Service, all tribes consulted objected to the event and regarded it as inappropriate. Noem is considered a 2024 presidential contender. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.